Encounter is heard every day in 181 of the 195 countries around the world. If you're listening from a British Commonwealth country, or perhaps a country like Belgium or Cambodia, Japan, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Thailand, or even Sweden, then you understand there what it's like to live under the sovereign rule of an individual king or queen that serves for a lifetime. But those living in countries with democratically elected temporary leaders may not understand how it feels to live under the rule of inherited leadership. Regardless, we all live under the rule of a king, don't we? So who is your king? Not in earthly title, but in spirit. Who leads your life, not by law, but by love? Well, the theme of this meditation from Psalm chapter 47 is coming to know the nature and character of God who was, is, and is to come. Knowing God as your eternal King of all kings and Lord of all lords. So to begin, whether your eyes are just now opening or finally closing at night, receive this time as a gift of spiritual shelter. And may you find peace in the assurance you encounter in this time of divine surrender. Allow your eyes now to close without effort. And permit your mind to center on the Lordship of Christ. Consent to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. And concede for your mind, your body, and your soul to rest in the presence of your Heavenly Father, the King of the earth. Continue in this time of awe and reverence by listening and then responding to this passage from Matthew chapter 21. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, may I know you as King. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. The entire multitude of the disciples, all those who were or claimed to be his followers, began praising God. And Lord God, may I too know that you are King. Everyone began praising God, adoring him enthusiastically and joyfully with loud voices for all the miracles and works of power that they had seen. Lord God, may I know you as King. Everyone was shouting, blessed, celebrated, and praised is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory, majesty, splendor in the highest heaven. Lord God, may I know you as that King. Continue in worship for another minute longer, your eyes closed, and your mind content as you become centered on the Creator of time and eternity, the King of the earth. This time and place are set apart by God for you to reflect on Him as King. But who else do you worship? Who else do you turn to for leading and guidance? Try to control what comes to mind, but simply note any people that do come to mind. And if not a person, what thing is King in your life? Let this next moment be one of reflection and center on the confession of idols. center two in your breathing. Take deep belly breaths as you focus on being satisfied with the lordship of Christ and the kingship of God. Just let every breath in from God fill you with His presence. Let each breath out be an opportunity to express your awe, splendor, and wonder of who He is. Each deep belly breath filling you and leaving no room for idols. Just feel satisfied here with the sovereignty of God. Feel no judgment, but thoughts of lesser kings may still arise. People and things where you place your faith. Feel no condemnation, but rather accept those thoughts as reminders to turn back to the sovereignty of God. Just focus on your breathing. As you take a few moments to whisper silently, Lord God, may I know you and you alone as King. Let the words, King of Kings, be your centering prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from Psalm chapter 47 is a song written by the sons of Korah, a song of rejoicing as they became more aware of the kingly nature and character of God. Imagine these words as a personal reflection guiding you to encounter the face of God the King. You and all of those around you take time to look towards heaven and clap your hands, shout to God with the voice of triumph and songs of joy. What in this passage seemed to refresh and encourage you? Well, listen once more for how the passage affects you. Oh, clap your hands, all you people, shout to God with the voice of triumph and songs of joy. Where was your attention drawn as you listened? Well, take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Once more, but now reflect deeper on your emotions and feelings as you contemplate on this full passage from the New King James Version. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great King over all of the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did the passage say to you? Well, let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third expanded divine reading from the New Living Translation, reflect on the passage now as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord God, to you and you alone, I lift my eyes and clap my hands. I shout to you with joyful praise. For you, Lord Most High, are awesome. You are the great King of all the earth. I proclaim this truth now in the name of your Son, our Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. So what do you desire most from God in this time of prayer? Take this next minute for these words to become yours in a time of personal prayer. Take all the time that you long for. While resting in imaginative contemplation, reflect once more on the passage from our opening responsive prayer, Matthew 21, the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem the last week of his life. Imagine yourself in the crowd, watching him approach. Where are you? Are you in the back, watching from a distance? Or are you up in the front, reaching out to touch his cloak as he passes? Are you silent as he walks by you? Or do you whisper? Do you shout? As your eyes finally meet, what do you want to tell him? Well, for this next minute, let this be your contemplation. He is listening. He knows you. So speak to him. Shout to him from your heart. He is your King. Be mindful of present moments to be still as you worship God your King from the temple within you. And be aware of others you encounter on your path that are seeking his presence. How might God use you to remind another of the awe and wonder of his presence within? Now welcome this prayer of blessing to take time to look towards heaven and clap your hands. Shout to God with the voice of triumph and songs of joy. May you know the triumphal entry of Christ, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the sovereign rule of God, the King of glory, now and always. And whether at first or last light, remain here in this divine retreat for as long as you can, whispering, Lord God, you are my King. Silently seeking ways to worship, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.